Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of tasks? Like there's just not enough hours in the day to get everything done? You know that feeling when your to-do list feels longer than War and Peace? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving into something crucial for staying sharp, grounded, and actually getting things done. Prioritizing tasks based on their importance. It's not just about being productive, it's about living with intention and making sure you're focusing your energy where it truly matters. Think of it like this. You wouldn't spend hours building a sandcastle when a tsunami is heading your way, right? So why do we sometimes spend our precious time on less important tasks when there are bigger things to be tackled? This isn't about being a workaholic or stressing yourself out, it's about being smart with your time and energy. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you master the art of prioritization. First, ask yourself, what truly matters? What are your goals, both big and small? Then, identify tasks that directly contribute to those goals. Think of it like a compass your goals are north, and each task should point you in that direction. Don't get bogged down by distractions or busy work that doesn't align with what truly matters. Second, the Eisenhower Matrix is your best friend. This simple tool helps you categorize tasks into 4 quadrants. Urgent and important, important but not urgent, urgent but not important, and neither urgent nor important. Focusing on important but not urgent quadrant is key. These are the tasks that build long-term success and often get neglected when we're caught up in the whirlwind of the urgent stuff. Third, learn to say no. It's a superpower, folks. Saying yes to everything can lead to burnout and overwhelm. Being selective about what you commit to allows you to focus your energy on what truly matters. Remember, it's okay to politely decline requests that don't align with your priorities or goals. Fourth, schedule time for important tasks just like you would schedule a meeting. Treat these crucial activities with the respect they deserve. Lock out specific time slots in your day and stick to them. This helps create a structure that prioritizes what matters most. Finally, remember to review and adjust your priorities regularly. Life is dynamic, so your goals and priorities might evolve over time. Take some time each week to reflect on what's truly important and make adjustments as needed. Think about it. You're at work, right? Deadline looming, inbox overflowing, and a coworker needs help with something totally unrelated to your current project. It feels overwhelming, doesn't it? That's where knowing your priority shines. Instead of being pulled in every direction, you calmly assess the situation using the Eisenhower Matrix. The urgent but unimportant task can be delegated or pushed back. You then refocus on your critical project, tackling the important but not urgent tasks first to stay ahead of the curve. The beauty of this approach is that it doesn't just apply to work. Imagine you have a personal goal, maybe learning a new language or getting fit. By prioritizing those specific tasks, like setting aside time for studying or hitting the gym, you're making consistent progress towards your desired outcome. So remember, stay sharp, stay grounded by mastering the art of prioritization. Ask yourself what truly matters. Use tools like the Eisenhower Matrix. Say no when necessary. Schedule time for important tasks and regularly review your priorities. You'll be amazed at how much more you can accomplish when you focus your energy on what truly counts. And that's a wrap for today's Daily Stoic Edge. Go out there, prioritize like a pro, and make those goals happen. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little productivity boost and let me know in the comments what you think. Until next time, stay sharp and keep on growing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.